In the purport, Srila Prabhupada calls attention to this word abhishta siddhi, the fulfillment of all desires. So when I read the purport, you listen for this. It comes at the end of the purport. Translation and purport. My Lord, you are the supreme well-wishing friend of everyone, the dearmost friend, the controller, the supersoul, the supreme instructor, and the giver of supreme knowledge, and the fulfillment of all desires. But, although you are within the heart, the foolish, because of lusty desires in the heart, cannot understand you. Herein the reason for foolishness is described. Because the conditioned soul in this material world is full of materialistic, lusty desires, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarva bhutanam ridesh arjuna tishtati. It is because of this foolishness that one cannot take instructions from the Lord. Although the Lord is ready to instruct everyone, both externally and internally. The Lord says, Dadami buddhiyogam tam yenamam upayantite. In other words, the Lord can give instructions on devotional service by which one can return home back to Godhead. Unfortunately, however, people do not take this devotional service. The Lord, being situated in everyone's heart, can give complete instructions on going home back to Godhead. But because of lusty desires, one engages himself in materialistic activities and does not render service to the Lord. Therefore, one is bereft of the value of the Lord's instructions. By mental speculation, one can understand that one is not the body, but a spirit soul. But unless one engages in devotional service, the real purpose of life is never fulfilled. The real purpose of life is to go back home, back to Godhead, and live with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Play with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dance with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and eat with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are different items of ananda, spiritual happiness in spiritual variegatedness. Even though one may come to the platform of Brahma-Bhuta and understand his spiritual identity by speculative knowledge, one cannot enjoy spiritual life without understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is indicated here by the words abhishta siddhi, the fulfillment of all desires. One can fulfill the ultimate goal of life only by engaging in devotional service to the Lord, then the Lord will give one proper instructions on how to go back home, back to Godhead.
Om Agyanatamaranda Syakyananjanashtakaya Chakshusunvilitamirata Guruvei Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtupitamena Putale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Dadati Svapnatikam Vandiham Sri Guru Sri Uta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitam Sri Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagat Putte Gopisha Gopika Kantarada Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhe Vrindavan Ishvari Vishavanu Sut Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mancha Kalpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Titanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Hari Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tam Svavalokasya Srit Priyeshvaru He Atma Guru Gyanam Abhishta Siddhi Tatapi Lokuna Bhavantam Antadir Janati Santam Riddhi Bhadakama So life means desiring, life means enjoying. But the materialistic senses and mind, bhadakama, bewilder the soul. The soul is situated right next to the super soul. The super soul is ready to instruct the soul. But the soul can't see the super soul because he's bewildered. He's thinking in terms of his external enjoyment, what the senses can enjoy, which objects of the senses he can enjoy. When he's on the street, is induced by so much advertising to enjoy his senses. Perfume shops are there for the sense of smell. Audio shops are there for the sense of hearing, and so on. And lots of food shops for the sense of taste. Rabindra, Hare Krishna. And when we're on Harinam Sankirtan, sometimes we see these advertisements. I saw a poster once of a girl in a bikini, tanned. She was nicely tanned. And the advertisement was for suntan lotion. You can have a golden body. So this is a perverted, very perverted reflection of the Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Instead of looking for Srimati Radharani, the men are looking for some material body, nicely golden. Or the Indian devotees, Indian men, not devotees, Indian men are looking for a kind of golden Indian complexion
Indian, golden complexion, Indian girl. So this is how it goes. We're always presented, Maya's always presenting us our lusty desires can be fulfilled by so many presentations of beautiful forms, materialistic bodies, stars, movie stars, models. And so we're looking for some friendly relationship. But Krishna is the best friend. And we're missing Krishna. When we become devotees, then we find Krishna. Just like in the Pujari service, one is engaged with the form of Krishna. Shri Vigrahara Dana Nityanana Shingara Tanman Dhirmarjana. Here Krishna is described as being the friend of the inhabitants of all the planets, Sarva Lokasya. So there's a cosmic, very big cosmic scope to the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam's talking about the world that we see when we look up in the sky. What do we see? We see so many stars, so many planets, there's a whole world, a cosmos out there. And in the Vedic tradition, in the Bhagavatam tradition, this cosmos is integrated with the view of human society and vast cycles of time are described. These cosmic calendar is very long. So Krishna's all over the place. He's the well-wishing friend of all the living entities in the universe. Hare Krishna. And there was one humorous description of Srila Prabhupada by one of his early followers in a recent book that he wrote, Achyutananda's book. He said, when I first saw Srila Prabhupada, he seemed so bright, so wise, so blissful, that to me he looked like the prime minister of the universe. Prabhupada had so much knowledge that he could describe everything in the universe. And he was representing Krishna, the supreme well-wishing friend. He was telling the hippies, you're looking for peace, so the peace formula is to know that Krishna is the friend of everyone. He's Priya, the most dear friend. You won't find such a special friend anywhere. Sarit Priyeshwaru, the supreme controller, he's the best friend. So those who are knowledgeable, those who are wise, they can see this friend in the heart of everyone. Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmane Kavi Hastani Suni Chaiva Sapakecha Pandita Samadarshana. The pundit can see the same supreme in every body. He sees the soul and the supreme soul, they're of the same spiritual quality. But the bodies are different. The body of a Brahmin, a gentle Brahmin endowed with learning, a cow, an elephant, and a dog eater, someone who cooks dogs, they're not the same bodies. But the soul and the supreme are the same in each body. So this is seen by the learned person. Prabhupada sometimes commented that in the West we don't see the dog eaters so much. But if you go to places like China, there when you go to the shop, the dead dog can be seen in the shop. I saw myself. He's hanging from his hind legs. The hair has been removed. The belly has been slit open. And you can take him home for dinner. And if you don't want dogs, look around. In the tubs of water on the ground, delicious snakes. You can make snake soup for lunch. So these kinds of people, the point is that these kinds of people, they're different than the gentle Brahmin who's endowed with good conduct. But despite these differences, the learned person sees the soul and the supreme soul. And he realizes that anyone can revive Krishna consciousness. Even, it said, someone born in the family of dog eaters, by just chanting once the holy name, he can be purified of all the karmic reactions that have put him in that situation by his sinful activities. He's been put in the situation of a dog eater. And he can be relieved of those reactions and be purified to the point where he can perform sacrifices. So it's actually the kindness of Krishna. He is equally kind to everyone. He treats everyone as a friend. So he fulfills everyone's desires. And he gives everyone innumerable bodies. You can have as many bodies as you want in this world to fulfill your desires. Krishna is neutral. Krishna is very neutral about this. You have independence, and he sanctions your wish, your independent wish to enjoy. And he doesn't abandon us. He stays with us. He resides with us within the heart. Ishvara sarvabhutanam ridesh arjun tishtati. So no matter what the bodily circumstances is, you can be in the body of a pig or a worm, and Krishna will stay with you. He's such a good friend. But this verse calls attention to more information. Besides fulfilling all the desires of everyone, Krishna is the supreme instructor. He's the giver of supreme knowledge. So he's ready to instruct everyone internally or externally through a guru, through the shastra, through the sadhus. He says this in the Bhagavad Gita, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Twam. Yena mamupayanti te. Srila Jiva Goswami says that this buddhi yogam, Krishna giving intelligence, the super soul, he says, in the heart of the devotee reveals himself as ever increasingly new, being inspired by the super soul, the devotee experiences increasing transcendental bliss in the execution of his devotional service. The super soul gives instructions to the sincere, unalloyed devotee on how he can make progress more and more in approaching Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if we want to meditate on the super soul, that's fine, but we're not going to find ourselves situated in the same way in relation to the super soul that great devotees in certain chapters of the Bhagavatam are described. They had a special worshipful relation with the four-armed form of the Lord. But that's not the Yuga Dharma. So the Super Soul, Jiva Goswami says, will direct us to make progress more and more in approaching Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless we're like animals, then we will experience this. The Bhagavad Gita says that animal-like people have no knowledge, no faith. And among those who have some faith, who have some knowledge, they can quote the Bhagavad Gita. They don't have strong faith. They have faith, but they don't believe in Krishna. They don't believe in serving Krishna and worshiping Krishna. So there's all kinds of different degrees of acquaintance with the knowledge that brings one to Krishna, that lets us approach Krishna. This verse makes the point that that knowledge is obstructed because of lusty desires in the heart. The foolish cannot understand you because of lusty desires in the heart. It's because of this foolishness that one cannot take instructions from the Lord. Because of this vada kama, lusty desires, we do many things instead of rendering service to the Lord. So we end up bereft of the Lord's instructions. We don't hear the Lord's instructions. Maybe we don't even read the Shastra. We read the internet. We do so many things instead of what our goal is, how we want to improve. We have an improvement goal, but instead we're doing this, instead we're doing that. So we're not pure devotees, we're far from having reached the spiritual level where we constantly experience ourselves as transcendental to our bodily identification. So we're in danger of just reducing the Bhagavatam's teachings to some kind of abstract idea or a dogma or a kind of weak faith. I'm a devotee. I know I'm not this body. I know about Krishna. And we may act in a fanatical way. We may think, well, you know, desires, except for the desire for Krishna, every other desire should be exterminated. I'll only love Krishna. So that's fanatical. What about loving your children? No, I won't love my children. They're Maya. Some fanaticism comes in. And that fanaticism is just compensating for the vacuum or the absence of real insight into the Shastra. Sometimes we don't have sufficient insight into the Shastra. So there's a vacuum in our heart. We still don't have Krishna. We still haven't seen Krishna, understood Krishna. We're not taking Krishna's instructions. So we act without realization sometimes. There's another verse in the fourth canto that touches on these topics. I'll read that. Always engaging in the activities of devotional service, devotees feel ever increasingly fresh and new in all their activities. the all-knower. Who's the all-knower? The super soul. He knows everything. So he's called the all-knower, the super soul. Within the heart of the devotee makes everything increasingly fresh. The purport. A devotee is inspired by the super soul within the heart to advance in devotional service in a variety of ways. The devotee does not feel hackneyed or stereotyped, nor does he feel that he's in a stagnant position. One can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all day and night and never feel tired. As chanting is increased, it will come out new and fresh. Srila Rupa Goswami said that if he could somehow get millions of ears and tongues, then he could relish spiritual bliss by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. One tongue is not enough. One pair of ears is not enough. Millions. There's really nothing uninspiring for a highly advanced devotee. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart, and he helps us forget and remember. By the grace of the Lord, the devotee gets inspiration. So Prabhupada said, Krishna will talk with you if you're actually in love with him. Not only that officially you love Krishna. I joined ISKCON. I put on a dhoti, and now I have Krishna prema. Officially. It's official. Not like that, but you have to qualify yourself and you have to actually love Krishna. If you just want to understand, you may think, well, with my intelligence, I can understand Krishna. Prabhupada challenged this attitude. What intelligence have you got? What intelligence have you got? He said, real intelligence means linking with the Supreme Personality of God, and you have to please him by service. And then he reveals himself without difficulty. Prabhupada commented on the Queen of England getting the Bhagavad Gita from the person who was painting her portrait, a friend of George Harrison's, gave him the Bhagavad Gita to the Queen. And Prabhupada said, that's nice, but unless she renders service and pleases Krishna, unless she reciprocates, unless she renders service to Krishna and pleases him, Krishna won't necessarily reciprocate. So a devotee must be serious and dedicated. We have the instructions of the spiritual master. Prabhupada said we must be very serious to execute the instructions of the spiritual master, not think sentimentally, well, I will find Krishna, I'll go to Vrindavan, and I'll look through the bushes in Vrindavan, perhaps I'll find Krishna behind a bush with his flute. Not sentimental like that. But he said the only secret of success in seeing Krishna is very seriously executing the instructions of the Guru. Last night when I mentioned this to a friend of mine in the temple, he kind of shook when I told him this. He said, because when I hear the words instructions of the Guru, I think of standing on the street distributing books in the winter. And I said, well, that's not the only instruction of the Guru. Someone like the traveling Sankirtan devotees who left yesterday, they like the street. They like to go out. They like to test their Krishna consciousness by carrying out the instructions there on the street. They want to own the streets. They want to take the streets for Krishna's pleasure, introducing people to the books and competing with one another. But there's other instructions, like following the regulative principles and chanting Hare Krishna. Or developing self-sufficiency. Now the devotees in the goshal are out making hay. And Rasa Parayana said to me, this is the nectar. to make hay. And I said, what do you mean? He said, it's the nectar. I said, do you mean it's because you're bringing the hay in and you're going to take care of the cows, you're going to get the hay so the cows can eat during the winter? He said, no, making hay is the nectar. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, it's an activity that Krishna does. Krishna and Balaram, they do these agricultural activities. So it's a very natural function of the living entity to be out in the fields. So there's some universal truth. He's found some universal truth in the fields, carrying out the orders of the spiritual master. Prabhupada says in one purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna awards attachment for him. Krishna awards attachment for himself to those who constantly engage in his transcendental loving service. The devotee becomes enthralled by this awakening, and he relishes his eternal transcendental mellow. He comes to understand his own svarup eventually. But this is awarded only to those who are convinced by devotional service about the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Prabhupada sometimes would say to the devotees, are you convinced about the transcendental nature of Krishna? Are you convinced? Such an awakening is awarded only to those who are convinced by devotional service about the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They know that the Supreme Truth, the all-spiritual and all-powerful person, has fully transcendental senses. He's the fountainhead of all emanations. Such devotees, always merged in knowledge of Krishna, give pleasure to the Lord, and they exchange their thoughts and realizations in regard to Krishna. And Krishna favors such devotees with all enlightenment. So by having these classes, by exchanging the nectar of Krishna consciousness, we're pleasing Krishna by our hearing and chanting. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says it's not only by hearing about Krishna that devotees understand him, but Krishna gives direct inspiration. Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tvam. I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. Vishwanath Chakravarti says, Buddhi Yogam means Krishna's direct inspiration. Because the devotees really want to know Krishna, so he gives them complete understanding of himself. Okay? Stop there.